Good evening. So, what is this? Friday?
The 28th.
The 28th. What year is it?
2020.
2020, huh?
It's been a bang up year, 2020.
Yeah. Bang up. Burn up, bang up, boil up. There's got to be some good news out there. So, hopefully, we'll share something good if we can find it. We'll be culling through the zeitgeist and the mental waste of everybody that's in assemblage on this podcast listening. Hello to all my millions and millions and millions of listeners. You miss me or Barbara the most?
Of course they miss you the most, Michael.
Well, I don't believe that. That is why we've got a new addition to our podcast. Me, I don't always have an opportunity to participate and have the keen wit and humor that you guys are so accustomed to. So I decided that Barbara should take a little bit of the enjoyment of sharing with you guys on her own page and her own accord. Now, these things aren't directly related to anything in particular, but they are uplifting. And in these times, we do need more uplifting.
Positive.
Yeah, you know, I've been looking for things. I'm at a loss for words. I'm looking around. What's uplifting? What's uplifting? So hopefully you have that, you know, for the people here to enjoy. You know, you can go, well, tell them. Oh, excuse me. I think I got the coronavirus. I'm dying. No. I'll just play it. I'm sneezing. I had smoke go up my nose, actually. I'm smoking in the studio. It's my studio.
Sounds
I've got
like
it.
Edward R. Murrow.
Oh, really? Hell, that's a hell of a compliment.
You remember how we used to smoke?
Oh, well, you of course. Well, you know, back then, that was a, right. You know, Mad Men time.
At least you're not smoking bad things, so.
Oh, yeah, well, thanks for impopulating the public with my private business. You know, I could edit it, but I don't care. Like Elon Musk doesn't care with his 5-to-1 split. I hope you guys all scrounged up something and got in on it because it's going to be crazy on Monday. I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Apple is splitting on Monday night.
It might, I don't know, Monday sometime, but whenever it's split. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, Tesla was supposed to split at the close of the markets today, but,
yeah, but
hey,
I didn't.
You haven't seen evidence.
No, I got text. I mean, I got alerted that it'll be Monday. You wake up Monday, it'll be there. But I don't know if Apple, you're going to wake up Monday and they're going to do it, or when they're going to do it, the end of the day or Tuesday, whatever. But the thing is, the activity is going to be on the other side with Tesla, not Apple. It's really, I'm not giving investment advice. Nobody trade or buy anything except for real estate on my words. I am an expert in real estate. And by the way, we are in business. The basis of reason we're doing this, I don't know. Advertise business. No, we didn't have anything else to do, but we do business. So if you need any private money lending or hard money, you want to buy or sell a warehouse, or you want to just have a, I mean, you know,
satisfied,
call us up.
Exchange.
Whatever. We got everything. We do everything. We're a self-styled boutique business, and we're only for those that are cool and rich. So if you're cool and rich, you call me up. And
it's discriminatory, don't you think?
Nope.
Cool and rich.
It's a finely, keenly laser-guided market curated by, I don't know, me. So anyway, hey, Barbara.
Yes, Michael.
Did you hear the good news?
Yes, I did.
What was it?
They're starting to open businesses back up in California today.
Huh.
The emergency alert
Eric
and COVID
Schmidt,
shutdown.
The former head of Google and the Wait current a minute. Chair of the United States Department of Defense's Defense Innovation Advisory
I think,
Board.
Uh-oh, the lights are blinking. You better listen.
That's right. Schmidt is saying that the virus will be with us in one form or another for the rest of our lives. And investing in surveillance testing is going to be really good business. We have new edicts from on high, this time from Eric Schmidt, the former head of Google and a visitor to the
Oh, I'm sorry. That just jumped off. What were you saying about the reopening?
That's Nancy Morgan Hart interrupting me. I didn't realize you had anything to do with it.
No, I didn't. She did it, but then I said, let it roll. It was right there along with what you were saying.
What I was going to talk about is COVID-related anyway. And that's that California, the state of California, according to the governor today, is going to start opening businesses again, county by county, depending on what the alert level is. And
where do we see this alert? Is it like back when George Bush was the president? Super alert red, yellow, green, green. I don't know. I think that's a smudge alert.
I don't know where they publish it, but probably on a state website you can go and find out.
Man, nobody going on a state website looking for...
Your town or your county.
Okay, listen.
But anyway, listen. Overall, the alert level has gone down, but good news for us, I'm in Orange County, so even better news for me is that they have started opening businesses again that I deem essential, like hair salons and malls and
you deem essential.
Exactly.
Oh, essential. You're smiling. So this is just selfishness here. I deem that
now,
essential for me.
Unfortunately for you, in Los Angeles County, they are not opening these same businesses right now because Los Angeles County has a higher alert level.
Where do we see this alert level? Have you ever seen it?
No, I read about it.
Where at? We're supposed to be an informative source here. I'm not mocking you or saying nothing.
New York Times today.
Oh yeah, New York Times. Why don't you pull it up? You got a computer there. How do we know? Well, just Google it. Even if it's don't go there, let's find out. I'll find out too. Hold on, people. We're gonna take a break.
The 13th of August 2020, where human nature, shopping and real estate meet. Michael J. Polk, Forbes. Council's member Forbes Real Estate Council having had an opportunity to find a new appreciation of the simplest of things, many of us are ready to get back to our lives. 1. Practice that allows us to do that is shopping. The question is where will that occur once the pandemic has subsided, in brick and mortar stores or online? Does it matter? I think that it does for several reasons. In my view, shopping is about more than acquiring the provisions you need, it's a journey. My first job was selling women's shoes, and it allowed me to observe the in-store try-on session as a means of enjoyment. And just recently, I went to an electronics store for podcasting equipment. Though they were sold out, on my trip I was able to find something unrelated but still useful. This discovery process is made richer by the in-store shopping experience. Furthermore, for many, shopping is a social outlet, an aspect that can't be replicated online. Despite an increase in consumers' preference for online shopping, I believe that real property can't be displaced. Certainly, social distancing is going to change much about the in-store shopping experience, but brick-and-mortar stores are a destination, a journey of sorts. As such, how do the owners and operators of retail real estate sway the online shopper out of their socially distanced online shopping habit? My belief is that we must make the brick-and-mortar store a destination. It worked for Disneyland. The whole park is designed for the imagination. Retail store operators should try to make their properties into attractions. It's one thing to see something cool online, yet totally another to see, touch and use it in the store. Once, years ago, I heard someone mention that eventually retail stores would charge customers for their entry. It's certain that this kind of model could help to defray some costs of operating the brick and mortar property. And think about it, people pay dearly to go to an amusement park like Disneyland and scream, cry, laugh, etc. Why couldn't they also pay for the thrill of instant gratification in a shopping setting? Once the people are inside, the goal of property operators must be to make the space a creative canvas to display the various goods like an online shopping results page, but with physical examples customers can see, touch and consider in the store. All the while, The experience is social and taking place out in the world. Remember, humans are social creatures, and being isolated from each other is not our normative state. What property owners and operators could paint onto the newly imagined retail space would only be limited by cost and good sense. Retail operators will need to create destinations that people remember. As a result of the pandemic, people are going to have diminished choices in many areas of life. Retail property owners and operators could be in a position to create environments with meaning and purpose. Environments influence feelings. By carefully creating the right environments, brick and mortar retailers will have a chance.
Okay, we're back. What were we talking about? Oh, your window. Or did I spill the beans?
Could you spill the beans? I don't think so. Were you going to spill the beans? I thought you were going to do a little explanation about how my window came about.
Oh, yeah, this window came about because, well, in these times, we each have a way to be expressive. Now, we can be expressive just for our own selfish purposes and selfish gains, such as, you know, selling real estate or selling money, hard money loans, private money loans, selling whatever you sell. We could be very selfish. But I believe if we have people that are going to encamp upon a place such as a website or, you know, your phone or where you can hear, I think that we want to put something forward that would allow people to have something that they can share that's not related to the selfish need of us vending whatever we're vending or anybody else vending whatever they're vending. And I myself felt that Barbara probably could do it better than me. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing about that? I'm just trying to be truthful.
Because your humility is making me hysterical.
Humility? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, it's true. No. I believe that people... Listen. You remember what they said, the C student, the A students work for the C students, okay?
I know that sometimes we don't always see eye to eye, so I think you felt that rather than be contentious about things we don't see eye to eye on, it would be more interesting for you to have a vision in one direction, and I can have a vision in another direction. So, therefore,
is that what you thought I was doing?
Yeah, exactly. What were you doing?
Well, I just said what I was doing.
What was that?
What I just said. You have to listen.
I am trying to listen.
Okay. Well, let me put it like this. Maybe it's that. But remember. Uh-oh.
You know why? We're in Santa Ana. It's always the 4th of July in Santa Ana.
Is it? Oh, my goodness. Like, I believe here it is. If that's what it is.
Santa Ana, 4th of July.
Yeah, Barbara, yeah. But I just don't make me have to be doing too much censoring. You know.
Censoring? You don't have to do any censoring. Well, I'd be happy to take that off your plate.
Well, no.
It
won't be necessary. Well, you do realize that I'm the webmaster, so I'm the one that has to put the stuff on here in the first place.
Controlling.
Yeah, you'll get you.
Maybe you could be a little more liberal in liberal. Politics. Yes.
Yeah, I'm liberal. Don't kill black people. Don't shoot black people in the back. Don't shoot black people at all. Don't put black people in jail for a long time. Play back black people back wages, also known as reparations. And leave black people alone.
See, I knew you were liberal.
That's not liberal. That's just regular.
No, that's progressive.
That's not progressive. What's the progress? It's 400 years of back payments. Come on.
Exactly.
The earth doesn't have enough money to pay us. We own everything. Black people should just wake up and say, we own everything, because there you go. Pay us or it's all ours. We go walk through it, take shit.
You're not going to write another note of music.
What music? Oh, see, that's real stereotypical.
Yes, but these are the things that people enjoy.
Right. And that's
so if people can't treat people
it's still with stereotypical.
Respect, I don't care. People can't treat people with respect, then why should they enjoy any of the spoils?
Well, because they already got the spoils. They own the publishing catalog, just like Michael Jackson did take it to the grave with him. They jacked him, and the money's gone to them. And yeah, I don't even know if his children, his white children, still exist. I sure hope Blanket made it.
They didn't do that to Ray Charles, though.
What happened? He had what? He got his money?
He insisted from the very beginning that he owned all of his own recordings. From the very beginning.
What about the distribution?
He controlled all of his own.
Well, he was blind. How he know he controlled anything?
He obviously was very insightful.
Where'd he get the lawyer from?
He probably hired a lawyer.
How we know we can trust a lawyer? Oh, see? Man, this is ridiculous.
But Ray Charles did well for himself, and he managed to own his own work.
You know, I used to live down the street from his production company. It was right on Washington Boulevard and, what the fuck was it?
In Culver City?
Nah, this is in Los Angeles, Washington and Westmoreland. Right on the corner. I remember it was the northeast corner. All right, it was a gold building. It was a shimmering gold building. And it was a shimmery, like shiny, blinding, but the tile was like of like gold leaf.
Was it a tile building?
It was like more like mosaic tile, yeah.
But the sun reflected off of it.
Yeah, you know, got to wash it off every now and then. But it was real cool, and it was right on the corner. He was representing. Yeah, I lived down the street from him. Yeah.
Did you meet him?
No, I went by there a couple of times. Try to see if there was something to get, but wasn't nothing over there. I didn't. Nobody was ever there.
He's probably. But you've seen him perform in person.
Mm-mm.
Really? No.
Nah, for my concert going dollars, I'd spend it on something else. I'm not that old to want to see him in person.
He performed into the later years of his life.
What year did he die?
I don't know. Maybe 8 or 10 years ago. Something.
That's it.
Think so.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The last time I saw him in person was out here at the Grove.
And what year was that?
2004.
Oh, he was still alive. Okay.
He was still alive. He still had the Raylettes. He was still performing.
The Raylettes? What the Raylettes look like? He had the same Raylettes or he got some new Raylettes?
Probably new.
But,
that was his backup.
Oh, the singing girl. You know what? I'm thinking like Siegfried Follies.
Ziegfeld Follies?
Whoever it is. What did I say? Siegfried?
Siegfried was the guy with the tigers and lions.
Yeah, whatever. Same kind of shit. Wow, okay. Well, we've got a lot of depressing stuff to cover here. I mean, I don't know what we should do.
Well, I was starting to talk about what happened today with Governor Newsom in California, and he decided that because the COVID alert has lessened here in California because that spiking that happened in the summer where they had to close everything after reopening too soon and carelessly, they now are ready to start reopening again. And they're doing it county by county, depending on what your numbers are. But
what kind of numbers? I got numbers. I got red, big red numbers. You know, I got big yellow numbers. I got green numbers. What kind of numbers? What does this numbers mean?
The state of California keeps track.
The state of California,
of the
huh?
COVID cases. In
they keep
the
track, huh? How they do that?
Through all of the different.
Nobody knows this alchemy.
Not true. Johns Hopkins, CDC. There are like 4 or 5 different.
So you're saying, so you're saying
they know,
they compile the information, they know how to get the on-the-ground intel from whoever is chopping up the fake Chinese COVID test to say everybody got it.
They know.
I brought a tree branch in, checked the tree branch in.
How many new cases
Good thing you brought the tree in. It's got the COVID-19.
And how many people have died? They know all of that. So right now, we're in a good space.
Who's in a good space?
Orange County.
Well, let me ask you a question.
In a better space.
Let me ask you a question.
No, I want to finish.
Okay.
My good news.
Is that the good news?
Yeah, this is the good news.
Because I have a counterpoint.
Opening dine-in restaurants.
Wait, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Dine-in restaurants. They're reopening some entertainment areas. They're not reopening any bars whatsoever because opening bars was the downfall previously because people were careless and raced out to bars and they were too social with one another. But they are reopening dine-in restaurants with restrictions, of course. They're opening hair salons.
What's the restriction?
With that, the waiters will wear masks, that they'll keep...
That ain't no restriction on the customer.
Yeah, they're going to keep more distancing. You have to wear your mask until you get inside the restaurant and sit down.
That's nothing. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. What's the point? I walk from the door to the chair
Michael, don't complain to me. I'm trying to tell you the good news.
Is that the good news?
No, the good news is you can now go back and eat inside of a restaurant. Make a reservation and eat inside of a restaurant. You don't have to just eat outside in the street the way they've been doing it.
You know, I posted, go to the our forum. I posted something from McKinsey, a study. You know, I work well closely with these guys. I sit back and go like this, like Karnak. Anyway, there was something about the new...
Hair salons. That was the thing I was excited about.
Well, yeah, self-interest. You don't care to be hell with everything else.
Well,
as long as I get my hair done, that's good news.
Because I like to start a point and then I like to end it.
Wait a second.
Of Google and a visitor to the Obama White House.
Here, you guys listen to this.
Schmidt is now holding court like Bill Gates is. You see, the corporations and technocrats that run the internet now run our lives, so we really should listen to what they have to say and try to understand what they have to say. Schmidt said in an interview with CNBC, quote, "There are plenty of states that don't have mask rules that are effective. That's idiotic. That's unsafe. And it's leading to people's deaths. That needs to get addressed. The real failure here is that we did a multi-trillion dollar bailout in March, April, and May, and yet in those trillions of dollars, we didn't put in place the necessary structures to do rapid testing. There's plenty of technology that allows for rapid testing, and with rapid testing, corporations could open up and people could go to work." End quote. Schmidt was asked if investing in surveillance testing was a safe, long-term investment, or if there is any possibility of this going away. Schmidt calmed the fears of potential investors, assuring them that the lockdown is here to stay, saying,
"Uh-oh, we'll be right back." Okay, people, we're back. We had a little bit of an opportunity to peruse the McKinsey study, even though it's quite extensive. But Barbara, did you glean anything from that in relation to the reopening and the county's various ragtag ways of doing it?
I gleaned from the McKinsey study that even though they are reopening dine-in opportunities at restaurants, that 80% of the people that were polled still have a lot of concern about dining in at restaurants, whether they're allowing it or not. And that probably, even though they are going to allow dine in and dine out, probably restaurants are not going to be seeing the same kind of traffic that they used to see pre-COVID. And they don't know how long it's going to take the restaurant industry to recover to pre-COVID levels, if they ever do. So that's basically what they had to say about it.
What did they have a summary you read, or you read all 7 pages that fast?
No, I didn't. I perused it, and that's what I'm telling you.
From oh, yeah. Okay, yes. Well,
but
I agree.
If people would like to read the entire study, then we can make that available.
Yes. Yeah, just leave us a note on Anchor, voice message, or however you're listening to it. There's a link to contact us there. And just say you'd like to know something about eating outside.
Restaurant. And inside.
What?
It's both inside and outside.
What? No, it says eating outside, restaurant, dining, and the next normal.
But in the article, it talks about eating inside and outside.
Yes, but I was telling them what to ask for.
I see. Okay.
Do you see?
I do.
Okay. Eating outside, restaurant, dining, and the next normal. Yeah. So check that out. And it's pretty, I mean, it looks like Twilight Zone stuff on here in the picture. The graphic that they've used is just like, who could have believed this? Craziness. But it's our world. Well, Barbara.
Restaurants must come up with a new economic model to sustain the business over a longer period of time than they might have initially planned for. That's what they have to say.
Well, yeah, and people pay a lot of money for that, too. I mean, I could have told them that. Well, you said, aren't you from McKinsey? Yeah, but I didn't tell them on that one. I told them on other things. Now, the main point is this, Barbara. What about the leases that are in existence? See, we can't sweep all this under the rug. Remember the good bank, the bad bank, they put all the bad loans in the bad bank and call it like, we'll get to it later. All these leases
don't they package them up and sell them?
No, that was, yeah, they
those
did.
Were loans.
Yeah, they did that. But once the jig was up, they just said, okay, all the world had to do it.
So leases, I don't know what landlords are doing with restaurants. They're either shuttering them because the people aren't paying their lease, or...
But was that my question? Is that what I asked?
I thought that's what you were asking, yes. What about
were asking means did I get to the end of the question, Barbara?
Probably not.
Okay, so then don't do that. You should let me finish on that, really. I mean, because I want to make a real point. And the pithy banter when I'm trying to make a point when it's regarding real estate is not funny, because people actually use this information. Seriously. Okay, so don't do that. Now, the leases are still in place. So if eating outside is going to become the norm, who picks up the money on the outside eating areas? They've commandeered the streets and the sidewalk. That's city property. I find it that if one was to say, you know what, I find that to be a misuse of city property, even if it is for a good reason. I want to sue the city and let's curtail that. Let's cut them off at the pass. If I was probably the landlord that owned these buildings where the restaurants that could be shuttered were in and they were allowed to operate in that fashion, I'd be the one to sue the city to squeeze them back in. You see, we've got... I just thought that up. You think some crafty lawyers haven't come to that conclusion?
If you... have a space inside of a building, a restaurant space that you are leasing from the landlord.
You
still have the lease. You still have to pay for that space, whether there's anybody inside using it or not.
Or do you? Fee force majeure. Do we have to pay?
I don't know.
Exactly. Nobody knows anything right now. It's all up in the air. I've got to say it. But this is what's important to know right now. And we're going to let the audience listen to this, and then we're going to get back to it. We're going to talk to about something more pleasant, like shopping and why we really do need to open up. I agree with Barbara, but I don't agree with just run out there without proper, adequate testing or sending children to school, not knowing who, you know, hey, kids bring home all kind of disease already.
Even without COVID.
Yeah, now we got to
bring home all the sickness.
Any cough, we're going to think it's the COVID. As soon as you go in, they go, yep, we got the chest. Yep, we got the COVID. How you know? We know you got it because your kid went to school. That school is known for COVID. People going to be making money. We got the COVID detested, the drug busters, or what do you call them? The ghost busters. All of them. We're going to need everything. Listen. This.
COVID is probably going to be with us forever. Didn't we just hear somebody say that earlier?
This is here. Here he is. He's still here. I have him queued up. Audience, I've got to go get some more coffee. Or Barbara, where's the coffee? Where's Guillermo? Guillermo, where's the bell?
Guillermo?
Did he leave with the jet? Man, see, I told you he's not supposed to be down there at the jet. He always trying to go over there and play with some shit. Call Guillermo and tell him get here, get me some coffee. I don't want him down here at the jet. You don't want to call him?
No. I'm afraid he's going to get an attitude.
Oh, he'll fucking get an attitude. Excuse me, audience. Guillermo over here trying to play with me. I mean, look, I just got that shit. But you know, he's trying to play with the jet. Okay, hold on. Let me hold on.
Listen, everybody. Michael and Guillermo have gone to get coffee or whatever. So I'm taking this opportunity to tell you a little bit about my new window. Didn't have a chance to tell you all about that before. And this window is special because Michael created it for me. It's a page on our website, and it's somewhere where I can look out at the world and discover the positive to share with you. So that's what I'm going to do, and I just want to take this opportunity while it's just the few of us here to let you know that
millions.
Oh, dear.
I'm back.
Guess he's back.
Guillermo didn't bring the coffee.
Just wanted to
let
you know
myself.
I'm going to be sharing.
I'm a fire, Guillermo.
I'm going
to
be sharing
as much
positive.
You was in
insight
on it. I think
and
you read
views
it to
as
Guillermo.
Possible.
Okay, I'm going. Wait, oh, wait a minute.
Hey, man, on my window page. So that's what I plan to do. We have enough negative stuff happening in the world. We just always need a little positive to balance things out. Thank you. And Michael, I'm sure you have something to say.
No. In earnestness, Barbara is going to have a very, very fresh view. Something not so smarmy that you can say, oh, really? Anybody could have came up with that. It's a little bit of a deeper side. And it's a fair viewpoint. And I think we all need to examine ourselves in a certain way to move forward and lessen the baggage of the fake and false facades that we carry. The coronavirus, I think, might really be something beneficial for all those if we utilize the time and focus on everything about ourselves, because we'll need to get it all together, because when the bell rings on the next round of this game, it's the world is flat, like Friedman said. And everybody's going to, just to stay in place, you got to run faster. And to get ahead, you better do some jumping like the Hulk. I mean, really. And we got to be fit for that mind, body, and soul. So I would only suggest that, I don't know each and every one of you guys out there, my millions of podcast listeners. Hello. One good clap for all of you. Thank you for listening. And please go to pokeproperties.net and peruse around. And whatever we purvey there, if you would like to have some of that, let us know. And go to Barbara's page, Barbara's Window. Yes, go there. It's a room with a view. Hardy, hard, hard. Okay, I guess that's about all of it.
Okay, well, thank you, Michael.
Oh, wait a second.
Something else?
Yeah, we should talk about shopping and let them know. We're going to queue up the audio of the latest article that's been written by myself on behalf of Forbes about shopping and the necessity to really, really get open. We need to get open, not just for goods and services. We need to get open because humanity needs the energy of each other. And when we don't have it, well, we create a substitute that might not be normal. So it's not normal for us to be isolated. So we need to normalize ourselves. So we need to lift the bands, but we need to do it in a fashion in which, you know,
it can stay lifted.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't
see
anything.
So the good news also is, besides dining in, they are also opening malls in California so that people can resume shopping, social shopping experience, which we all enjoy.
Yeah, they got to clear out the junk before the bankruptcies.
I don't know what they're going to do about all of that, but...
They got to get rid of it. But you know what? The funny thing is, what are you going to do about it if something don't fit? I want to return this. You can't return it as a coronavirus.
Well, you know, there...
That means you got to just give the money back on anything.
No, there are the supermarkets that usually let you return things.
No, you can't.
Right, you can't return stuff right now.
Who returns to a grocery?
They all have return policy. You can return almost anything to a grocery store if you don't like it or it's damaged or whatever.
Well, I returned a tomato one time.
You can return anything.
After I cut half of it, I found out the tomato was $4 for one tomato. I took it back.
It was an heirloom tomato.
I don't care, it was a big tomato. I was just sitting outside. I said, I didn't want to carry a bunch of tomatoes. Give me the big tomato. It was, I got all, but looked at $4. It was already cut in half. I'm like, I'm taking that half back. I got my $4 too. So yeah, but still.
That sounds like a nice scroungy story.
I'm a scrounger. I told you, I'm in the real estate business. Don't you know everybody in the real estate business scrounges?
However, they do have signs up at the supermarket don't take returns right now.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like anything you touch. Did you put it all? Yeah, I put it all. Throw it in the trash. They can't take anything back.
That's going to be problematic for Nordstrom, who
no, they'll be going to be out of business.
Prides themselves on taking anything.
Ooh, I don't say anybody's going to be out of business. Let's check Nordstrom.
I think all the department stores are having issues.
Oh, I know that. Well, sorry about that lapse there. Let's see. CMBO, that's April. May. Net loss. Let's see anything more recent. News. Let's just go here. Barbara, we got to talk to the people. I don't know. What do you want to tell them? Anything else?
You're looking up Nordstrom's situation?
I'm looking it up right now. Well, here we go. 1 month ago, Nordstrom's is laying off workers and cutting hours and wages for those who remain. That's cold. Okay.
And they had already started closing stores in California before COVID.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are going to use it as a good excuse. Well, it was COVID. No, it was bad merchandising. Your stores were too big and Amazon was chopping you guys up, not to mention Alibaba, anybody else with a website.
However, you did write an article about the importance of the shopping experience that you would find at Nordstrom that could never possibly
be duplicated. I didn't say at Nordstrom. I never said
at
Nordstrom.
At a place like Nordstrom.
No, wait. Let the audience be the judge. My fan, our fans should judge. I don't know if you're all fans. Some of you might hate us, but you know, keep all hating and keep on listening. But listen, let's just let them hear the audio of the article, and then we'll come back and talk about
it. Okay, we'll talk about it next time.
Not next time, next segment. It's not that long. Hold on. Don't be impatient, little grasshopper.
Okay. Now, I don't know. I think we've already started. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Now, to be fair to everybody listening, this is a appendage to a podcast we had started earlier. I was going back and trying to recreate the magic of that moment and determine we're going to just make this the closing and the opening of something new. So tune in to the next episode for something new. We were talking about shopping and the need to have interaction, actually physical interaction, proximity interaction, human, normal, traditional interaction, and I guess I should say non-traditional interaction, freedom of interaction, since we are curtailed in that. And we had developed a conversation around an article that was written on shopping and bricks and mortar. So anyway, rewind to the beginning if you missed any of that, our millions of fans. Barbara, you want to lace it all up?
Okay, I'll try. All right. So, Michael, you had written an article for Forbes concerning shopping and how the pandemic has had a negative effect on how people normally shop and on the stores that are shuttering because they don't have any customers. And
that'll do it.
And on the landlords that had their tenants in their stores, and the landlords aren't getting paid, and so it's been a domino effect, and it's been very bad for everybody. Of course, we're hoping that shopping is going to return at some point to a fairly pre-COVID normal condition, but we don't know for sure how long this COVID is going to be with us, and when that normal, alternate normal is going to actually be with us again. But what we do know.
Wait. When the alternate normal is going to be with us again.
Right. The alternate normal would be shopping post-COVID.
Oh.
How is shopping?
So you've already accepted the new normal, is what you're saying.
The new normal is we're not really shopping the way we used to. That's the new normal.
No, normal is we just stand in abeyance and we get back to you. Now, don't worry about it. That's the new normal. And put your mask on and whatever.
Right. Now, now in Orange County, they have open malls again.
And oh, so yeah.
We are allowed to go back into stores again.
Who wants to go into shopping with a mask on?
You have to wear your mask and you have to socially distance the same way you do in a grocery store or a drugstore or a restaurant. They just opened restaurants again. So all of the spaces, indoor spaces that we used to go in and out of freely, now we have to be cautious and protective of ourselves and protective of others. So this is better than not being able to go shopping at all, but it's not the same kind of wonderful, inspiring shopping that we used to do when we felt like we were free spirits and we could just go and enjoy the shopping experience. And I think that a lot of people miss that. I don't think that shopping on Amazon gives you the same kind of thrill, honestly. It doesn't give me the same kind of thrill as going to a wonderful store and enjoying the ambience and the interaction with other people.
Ambience.
People.
Yeah, okay, ambience. Okay. See, listen
stores
here.
Have ambience.
Well, some stores have ambience, and then some stores got the Walmart people. Okay,
Yeah,
is
well,
that obvious to
I
you?
never
What is
shopped
that?
at
What level is
Walmart.
that? I don't say it's not obvious. It could be obvious to somebody. I mean, it's quite carnival.
Well, there's all
Not
levels of
carnival
ambience, I
to the
suppose.
level of ambiance. I don't, you know, people.
Walmart doesn't really concentrate on ambience. They concentrate on cheap.
Exactly.
So that was not my idea of delightful shopping. I honestly would rather order from Amazon for cheap than go to Walmart. Now, to be fair, there are certain things that I've found at Walmart that I cannot find in other places. And for those very few particular things, I will go to Walmart and bite the bullet. And I'll give you a little hint about what those things are, like a tip. If you are
Wait, no, Walmart's not paying us to give any tips. No offense, Walmart. Get with me if you want to pay. But nah, we don't give to wait a minute. Okay, what is it? This one time. This is a loss leader.
closets, if you are
Closets.
outfitting, yes, if you are outfitting your closets, if you're reorganizing your closets, if you are making, delightful changes to your
Oh
closets. You can
boy.
find at Walmart all kinds of wonderful organizational tools to
Okay,
reconstruct
Martha
your
Stewart,
closet.
we don't have time to talk about closet making.
Plus,
Plus, wait a minute, you work for Walmart, you jacked my show.
things that I used to be able to get in other places like Target, but I know they no longer carry them, which is certain types of garment bags and things to store your clothing when you're not using it. They do still have those things at Walmart.
Honestly, you burned up all my valuable listeners' time talking about closet
Listen,
bags
some
at
of your
Walmart.
listeners might be quite interested
My
in these
listeners care less
shopping
about
tips.
building a closet. We got trouble here on the
Your
horizon. Don't worry
listeners
about building a closet.
are not
I
solely
live
your
in a
listeners.
closet. We're gonna have, you want to talk about
I
my
have listeners as well.
Well, oh yeah, that's right, you do. And yes, I love y'all, your listeners. They're all
Yes,
ideas. You're
I'm sure
welcome.
you do.
You remember Kathy Lee and Regis, right? What's that other girl Kathy Lee and Regis had? No, I'm just playing. No, Barbara is she's a quite the treasure. And you guys really have to go and look at her posts on the windows, not on the windows, on her window. She's got quite the place over there, and she'll have her own
I
segments
have a
over.
perch with a window.
Yeah, she could fly out. I tried to close the window. She broke the glass, fly it back in. I'm like, oh boy, look at this. Okay, but it's okay. It's okay. I think the next show should be about the generational wealth transfer. And we'll be wrapping this up. So thanks. We did forget where we were from the last part, but we didn't want to
Yeah,
leave.
what we were going to mention was that there was this wonderful architectural delight built in New York City that had it was a mixed-use building, but the first three floors were it's called Charming Charlie's, and it's all
Ooh.
about shopping. And this just opened,
What
and
did it open?
it's the kind of place that people delight in when they want to go have a shopping experience. So hopefully, we'll be able to take advantage of Charming Charlie's sometime
I don't
soon.
know. Anybody got time to go? I mean, I love Charmin Charlie's. He's a great place. He's one of our listeners. Oh, Charlie himself. He wasn't so charming when I first met him, but he's gotten great. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess that's about it. So, hey, thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll finish up something for you later. Thanks, bye. Tune in
Oh,
next week. What?
see, I just wanted to say bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Did that count?
Happy shopping.
Okay, I agree. Bye.
Bye.